Let me offer an example. John is a veteran entrepreneur who came to me because his business was in trouble. The company was lacking leadership, the team was without focus or process, and the customers were often dissatisfied. Most of the company's resources of time and energy were invested in putting out fires and trying to keep everyone happy. Since the business is always a reflection of the leader-owner's operating system, John realized that before he could achieve different results, he would have to change his leadership style. The first awareness John had was that his life was filled with crazy makers. Why might this be? He learned that in his family of origin, they were often violent. Father was abusive, his mother suffered with depression and had serious mood swings, and his five siblings were continually acting out the family drama. This was simply the only universe that John knew, so he recreated that experience in his business. My challenge to John was to retire his need for crazy makers. His commitment statement was, "I release my need for crazy makers." And his daily practice was to define the new rules of engagement for his company, diffuse the crazy-making energy before it dominated the agenda, and release the team members who were unwilling to change. For his personal internal work, he needed to commit and practice to living in a peaceful strategic mode.